Margo and Ez for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 6 on Triple M.
Indeed, good to have a quick chat to Ben Sathanatham from the newsroom locally. He's still in the studio, which is nice. Satho, the cup, which is going to be huge. Have you got a list of runners in the cup? Does anyone know?
Yes, they were announced all yesterday.
Oh, were they?
Yep. Yeah.
Can you please confirm there is one particular horse that I really want to see in the Bendigo Cup?
Okay.
If you've got the list there, you can probably guess which one it is.
No, I can't.
It's
actually
got my name in it.
Just have a punt.
Is it in there?
Patrick Aaron?
Yeah. And my brother's name is Patrick.
There you go.
So my dad is so excited that there's a horse called Patrick Aaron racing in the cup.
One of the top weights, is it?
It's second.
It is. Top weight. No, top weight. Yeah.
Oh, no, does that mean favourite or does that mean heaviest?
It means it's
heaviest.
Oh, that's just
mean. But yeah, it is second favourite at the moment. So
I'm putting my house on it.
Wouldn't be a bad bet, I'd say.
Thank you.
Wouldn't be a bad bet. So there's 15 runners overall this
which is
year,
good. Which is a good number. Yeah,
it's. I think that's more than last year, if I can remember correctly. Favourite at the moment is Furion for a Darren Weir trained horse. He's currently sitting at $2.20. Patrick Aaron, as you said, is currently sitting at $6. And then Dal Harald, I think that's how you pronounce it, is currently sitting as third favourite at $7. So should be an interesting race tomorrow. I'd say it's going to be a pretty solid track, given that we haven't had too much rain over the past few weeks.
What kind
good.
Of humorous names are in there? Is there any names that you go, man, it's going to be the punters that get onto this one because it's got a stupid bloody name? Is there one there, Satho?
Look, I would be getting on Lord Fandango. That one rings out to me.
Fandango. Is there a Gay Waterhouse horse? Because she's always good to get behind, isn't she? I know Darren Weir's a big
Darren
name.
Darren Weir's the big one this year. He's got three runners in there. And also, there's four horses which could potentially be running in the Melbourne Cup also next week. So Patrick Aaron is one of those which could, if she runs well, could end
she
up in the cup.
She will run well. She'll run very well.
Also, Dal Harald, Lord Fandango, Sir St. Charles Road as well, so could be some big results.
What do you like, Satho? Because you're a bit of a sneaky putter.
Look, I mean, I'd probably go for one of the outsiders. I'd go for someone like
a Ruffy.
Yeah, a bit of Ruffy, like Brisher or someone like that. Yeah, you can take a look at the list.
Like a bit of a whiz when it comes to this.
Can I tell you a little story about Patrick Aaron, the horse?
Yeah.
On
tell us anyway.
AFL Grand Final day, Collingwood were losing and Nick was devastated. So we were at a pub and he transferred his attention to the horses instead.
Of course.
And he saw Patrick Aaron and he put money on it and it won.
And it won, really?
That's a good story,
isn't
it?
That's a ripping story.
That's all right.
People are going to be running off the road with laughter and just going, I don't need any more stories. I've just heard the best one.
Good omens, says. Good omens.
It just made him happier after Collingwood lost. That's
oh, sure. Yeah, for sure.
If you are having a punt, make sure that you do gamble responsibly.
Yes.
As well.
And there's also a couple of buses being put on from the station to the racecourse as well. If you're looking to have a big day out from 10:30 till 1 o'clock, you can take a bus from the station every 15 minutes and then in the opposite direction from 3:30 to 6:30 p.m. So
awesome. All right, that is the Bendigo Cup. I can't believe the names here, and you haven't got any of them. You haven't mentioned Harry Happy Moment. That's got to be a chance.
Yeah, Happy Moment.
What about Dandy Gent? There'll be a few of those at the Cup.
There will
Might
be
not
a
be
few
dandy at the end of the day.
Mm.
And this is my tip for the Cup, Barry the Baptist.
Oh, that's got to be yours.
Oh, Barry's got to be in it, doesn't he?
Bazza?
Yeah.
Oh, enjoy yourselves, everyone. Gamble responsibly.
Indeed. Thanks, Satho.
Thank you,
Thanks, guys.
Triple M.